Our eternal Father, we bless your name and we magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory, give you all the praise for your blessings upon us in the morning and how you prepare us for this evening. We are here already. The short break that we had, Master, we are looking unto you again to come and reflect yourself to us as you have given your word to your servant, our prophet. We cannot equate him in the kind of anointing and the grace given to him. But Lord, we believe, Lord, that you have also given us the grace to re-echo the same. And so we are depending upon you, eternal Father, to help us to accomplish that which will bring glory and honor to you. As we pray, Lord, that this will increase our faith in you. We had more rapturing faith, the faith that will make us to love you better. Lord, that we might serve you better. The grace that will make us, Father, Lord, God Almighty, to have both boldness and confidence and absolute trust in you and in your word. Lord Jesus, that will flush out completely any iota of doubt and unbelief from us. That will make us perfect, true believers of your word. Lord, may you grant this to us this evening. There are many needs, Lord, representing us in the congregation. I pray, gracious Lord, as your word goes forth, may you address your people. Oh God, may the needs in their lives, in our lives, be met to your glory. Thank you, eternal Father. As we pray, gracious Lord, that you will once again give us grace, Lord, to hear by the power of your Spirit and the grace to speak by the same. And at the end of the day, all the glory and honor will be yours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
We welcome ourselves to the evening service. We trust the Lord will bless us again. Because he has promised that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there
he
will be. Alright, let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6. As
we
read the fifth seal, from verse 9 to 11.
Questions.
And when we are done with this, then we move to the sixth seal. God being our help. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season unto their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Ti a ti pa nitori oro Olorun ati nitori eri ti won di mu won ki gbe ile orun ara wi pe yo ti pe to Oluwa eni mimo ati looto iwo ki yo se idajo ki o si gbesan eje wa wa mo lara awon ti n gbe ori ile aye a si fi asoso funfun fun won fun gbogbo won as we fun won pe ki won ki o simi die na titi iye awon iranse elegbe ati arakunrin won ti a o pa bi won yi o fi pe.
The Lord had his blessings to the reading and hearing of his word to our hearts.
Oluwa ko fi ibukun si kika ati gbo oro.
God bless you, can be seated.
E joko ki Oluwa ko buku fun yin.
God bless you. Thank you for your prayers for me. I really can see the hands of prayers. Yeah, because I've never preached like this before. Yeah, no, to take Wednesday. To take the services, three services. Sunday school morning and evening. And then the following week. Wednesday. Friday. And then today again. Sunday school morning and evening. I believe it just answers to prayers. And I want to appreciate you. The Lord rewards you abundantly. I still covet prayers. Don't let the prayer stop now. Even when these services are over. So the special prayer the way I've been praying for me, please continue like that. God bless you. So by the grace of God, we continue with the fifth seal. Well, like I said, by the grace of God, God helping us to push this to a point, we start the sixth seal. But it's certain we can't finish the sixth seal. So wherever God helps us to.
Yeah.
So in the morning, we concluded our thoughts on the Esia. So, and we concluded our thought there. So this evening we are continuing with the beast represent national and holy power. Remember, we are on the fifth seal. Yeah, holy power, yes. So, the prophet gives us this understanding. We find out in that the beast of Daniel. Yeah. It meant that it was a power raising up 97. Yes. It means that it was a power raising up among the people. The prophet is trying to give us an understanding of the beast. Yeah, it was power raising up among the people. And John's visions here showed that it was powers. Powers, nations raising up. Like the United States appearing in Revelation 13. As a lamb. And then if you want to know, well, talking about national power, it also represents holy power.
Two.
Yes. The prophets want us to look at the beast that carried Rebecca from Padan Aram to where Isaac was. That it was power. Yeah, and the prophet typed it with the bride. So that the power that the bride has been watching. Yeah, that's what we take her home. So Rebecca watered the camel. The same camel that took her to her husband. And at the same time today, see? Sorry, I jumped that. Notice Rebecca, when the servant of Abraham, Eliezer, came to get Rebecca. He mounted her upon a camel. The very camel she watered. And she rode this camel to meet her unseen bridegroom. The very thing she watered was the thing that took her to her future home and husband. It's the same thing today, see? The very thing that the church is watering, that's the seed. The seed word of God is the very word that becomes alive and carries us to our unseen bridegroom.
See? And
look how perfect Isaac had left the home. And was out in the field. Away from his home. When Rebecca sought him. The prophet told us in paragraph 106 that the devil had four beasts. These are not new to us, but the prophet is bringing them to us as they were revealed. The devil had his four changing color beasts. Yes. To go forth on. He has his four beasts that were all three of them put into one color of one, a pale color. Yeah, white horse, red horse, and black horse. And we see each of those was a stage of his ministry. A stage of the early church that had formed into denomination. At Nicaea. Yeah, the original Pentecostal church. Upon whom the Holy Ghost was poured out. Coming down to form an antichrist spirit, form an organization, get back to some daughters of organization. Yeah, changing his power three times. I put them in one. I made a pale horse. Then giving a name called death. And rode into eternity. Just as plain as it could be. This is what I was referring to when the prophet said he rode into eternity. That does not mean eternal life. Just road to perdition. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet told us God's beast. Satan has his four beasts. I mean four, yes. And God had his own. One, one, three. Notice, as the Antichrist went on his beast of ministry, God sent forth a beast to combat it. See, now watch. Then every time the beast rode on his horse, the Antichrist rode on his horse, on his beast, to announce his ministry, God sent his beast also, and he was on that to announce his combat to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against it. So when the enemy went out as an antichrist, God sent a certain type of power out to meet him. He went out again as a red horse rider.
Again,
yeah, another color. Another power. Another ministry. God sent another one of his to combat it, to hold his church. Send the third one again. God sent east. Third beast come and announce it. He sent the fourth one. God sent his fourth one. And then the Antichrist hand. And the Antichrist
hands.
And the church age is handed too. At that time. Oh, this is really good. Now we see that the devil is changing four beasts. Meant what power they were revealed. What power he revealed to the world. Yes. The changing of the beast shows the power he showed to the world. And how they ended on the pale death horse.
121. The first beast of God that he sent, he went out to meet the Antichrist with. The Antichrist spirit, when it is just in his teaching. Now remember, when the Antichrist first wrote, he was in the teaching ministry. Yeah. The Antichrist wrote first in the teaching ministry. Yeah, now watch the one that went to meet him. The lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Which is the world. When his first teaching went out, the Antichrist, the true world went to meet him. That's the reason we had the Irenaeus,
Polycarp,
and all these fellows, Saint Martin.
Martin,
can you see that?
The
under the age of lion.
Ni abe ishe ranche kiniwo.
We have three ages there.
What I want to share for you now, meta.
The prophet said that's the reason we had an Irenaeus.
Didn't that name Irenaeus?
A Polycarp.
Polycarp.
And this fellow Saint Martin.
At his Saint Martin.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
All right. I think I missed something out there. Okay, I'll pick that. We'll get to it sometime. When that Antichrist was riding with the first teaching, God sent his teaching out. God sent his teaching out. The world, the lion of the tribe of
Judah,
which is the word made manifest in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
So,
the Holy Spirit now, in the people of God, embodying his people with the true word of God to withstand the teaching of the Antichrist throughout the three ages. Now give us the... Alright. Well, that one is not visible enough, but this is visible. You can see the lion of the tribe of Judah, Paul, Irenaeus, and Saint Martin. How many ages?
Three ages.
So one beast covered three ages. That's why I told you yesterday on Friday, that the ages, the seven church ages, the messengers correspond. But the seven seals, they don't correspond like that. You got it? First seal, first church age. Second seal, first, no. It doesn't go like that. Are you getting it? The first seal pertains to the seven church ages.
And
that is what this beast, the beast that God sent, covered. When the Antichrist rode in his White House, the beast like lion announced it. And that covered three ages. And when that went over, then the beast and the Antichrist riding a horse, a red horse, In the dark ages. And then the Antichrist came out again riding in black horse. On black horse rather. Yes. And the beast that went to combat him, that announced the opening of the seal, was the beast with the face of a man. And the prophet told us, as we continue here, he placed Luther and Wesley under that.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run, Luther àti Wesley, ló wà fún sáà ìgbà ojú ènìyàn yìí.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
See? All right, let's continue.
Ẹja tẹ̀síwájú.
So the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the word, that's 121.
Ènìyàn ẹ̀yà Judah, tí ń ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Yeah. Which is the word, which is
when his first teaching went forth, the true word went to meet him. That's the reason we had Irenaeus and Polycarp and those fellows and Saint Martin.
Saint Martin.
When the Antichrist was writing his first teaching, God sent his teaching out the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the word made manifest in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit there to manifest himself, which is the word. That's the reason the early church had healings and miracles, visions and powers. And the power is because it was the living world in the form of lion of the tribe of Judah riding out to combat that. Amen. Now you got it? He sends his power, Antichrist. God sends this, the world. Antichrist's first teaching, the true teaching, went with it. To combat it. Now, that was the first one. Now, this was the first church age, first church apostolic that went to meet him. Now, the second beast that the Antichrist sent out was a red beast. Yes, red beast. That he rode on was to take peace from the earth and war. Now, the second one that went to combat him was the ox beast. The ox means a labor, a beast of body. Yes. Yeah, now, if you could get just stop a minute.
Sorry, I thought I saw something here. I missed. Okay. That's okay.
Let me just, you be sure to see this. That's the kind that might be a little puzzling to you. But let's get Tiatirian over here. Watch and see. Okay. Watch and see. If it isn't a laboring church. That is Revelation chapter 2 verse 18. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira, write. This thing said the Son of God, whose eyes are like the flames of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works. See, becoming all works now. It's becoming all works. Yes, because that is the one who was riding with him. Yes, that's the beast of body. The ox. And thy charity and service, see? And faith, and patience, and thy works, again, twice thy works. And the last to be more than the first. See, that shows that the Tiatirian age, after the Antichrist got settled down and come into Tiatirian age, the little church could do nothing but just simply labor.
Lẹ́yìn tí aṣojú Kristi ti jáde lọ tó ti gbéra rẹ̀ kalẹ̀ ìgbà ìjọ tí Asíra kò lè ṣe nǹkan kan mọ́ bí kò ṣe pé ká ṣàṣe làálàá.
Yeah, and another thing, the ox is also the beast of sacrifice.
Ohun mìíràn ni pé ẹranko màálù yìí ó jẹ́ ohun tí à ń lò fún ìrúbọ.
Yes, they give their lives just as freely as they could give them in the dark ages.
Wọ́n fi ẹ̀mí wọn lélẹ̀ bí wọ́n ti lè filẹ̀ tó nígbà tí òkùnkùn bu ayé.
Yeah, you see it. In the dark ages, the Tiatirian church age.
Ox.
Now we have had two beasts. We have had two riders. And we have four church ages. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Two seals. You know they don't correspond like that. It is Revelation that made us to know that.
Yeah.
And another thing, okay, it's a beast of body, it's a sacrificial. It's a beast of sacrifice. Yeah. They gave their lives freely as they could give them in the dark ages. A 1,000 years there. That Catholicism control the world. Look at it here. Look at the years that church ages spanned. Am I correct? Oh, sorry. This is nine, Abi. Oh, I took one from here. Oh, guess I did that. That's okay. All right. 914 years. Nearly 1,000 years. The Roman Catholic Church rule and the believers were here having it tough. Roman Catholic Church was actually the ruler of the world. Pagan Rome. Papa Rome. Pagan Rome converted to Papa
Rome.
Now began to kill the people. The believers. Nowhere to run to. Wherever they ran to, they will catch them. That was why God gave them the anointing of ox, sacrificial animal. They could sacrifice their lives. They will catch a family. They will take the child. They will tell them that if you, mother and father, do not, if you don't denounce Christ, we are going to, in your presence, we are going to remove. We will remove the eyes of your child. Remove the heart in your presence.
How
your a man and his wife, a woman that is pregnant. They will tell them and threaten the man to deny Christ. If he refuse that, they will rip the pregnancy of the woman and take the fetus out. To make them to denounce Christ. These people refused because of the anointing. Because they were Christians in the first instance. And the anointing will work with them. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And they were just writing yes or no.
Yes,
they didn't mind dying. If it was dead, that was alright. They went and died anyhow. Why? The very spirit of the age. That's the reason. That's the reason Irenaeus. That's the reason Polycarp. John. Paul. Those great and mighty men out there combating that thing. In the first. Yes, in the first. Right there, they began to. Paul spoke against that. After my departure, ravenous wolves will come into your midst. Teach something contrary to the scripture. Yeah, Paul said, Paul saw it. Yeah, let me see if we can continue with that because of our time. All right. Paul saw it. I know that after my departure, that wolves are going to enter in among you, brethren, teaching perverse things.
I will
draw you away. Along after him, Saint John lived the longest. That's 1:31.
Johannu,
follow me.
Olopeju,
yeah, and when St. John was trying to take all the sacred epistles,
I'm
not telling with the Holy Ghost, I put them together to make the Bible. The Roman Empire cut him. Yeah, and put him on the Isle of Patmos. It was out there on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God saved. Polycarp was helping him translate it. The prophet said, I read the other day. Yeah, the letter that Mary herself wrote to
Polycarp.
Yes. And commending him for being a gallant man that could teach and accept the teaching of Jesus Christ, of whom was born of her from God. Yes. Mary's own note that she had written to Polycarp. And on his road, coming down. Well, let's skip that because of our time. 140. The people can only, the prophet, the people can only respond to the anointing that is sent to their
age.
The prophet said, don't forget this, church, and you brethren on tape. I want you to examine this. How could men do anything else besides the power of God that has been released to them? You get that?
Everybody.
That in our heads today, it is the anointing of the eagle. That is why we know things that have happened and things that are yet to happen. Because at our age, in their own age, they didn't know that. But the anointing operated that time was the anointing that will make them to surrender themselves to die for Jesus Christ. And mass, little children will encourage their brethren, daddy, mommy, don't deny me Christ. Don't deny Christ because of me. Let them kill me. I will be with Jesus Christ. Praise be to God.
And you know,
140. Now, the first was the lion that what? That pure unadulterated word. I'm trying to cut it short. Let me complete this 140 there. So that we can have the fruit of. How could men do anything else besides the power of God that has been released to them? I'm going to set this box up here to represent that. If God sent a certain spirit among them, that's the only thing that they can walk by.
It's
the spirit that walk among them. Now we will prove to you by the history of the church, by the history of the church, and by the opening of the seals, and the powers that let loose. And watch exactly the church responding to the anointing. And they couldn't do nothing. Now the first was the lion that roared. That pure unadulterated word. The second in Thyatira was the ox. A beast of body. And it was also a sacrificial beast. And wasn't that exactly the poor little church? Rome had settled down there to 1,000 years of dark ages. Anything that didn't profess to be of the Roman Catholic Church was put to death immediately. They had to labor, go from place to place. Hebrews chapter 11. Of whom the world was not worthy. And though the heart was designed for our eternal living,
We are going to live here eternally. Yes. Do you agree with that? Because first class city is coming here.
Yeah.
This is our place. The Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. This earth belongs to us. Sons and daughters of God. So it does not belong to these people that are buying thousands of acres of land, trying to build their brilliant, to bring their kingdom and do all sorts of things here. One of these days, they are going to lose a hold of it. Oh, are we true owners? We are coming back here. Amen.
Amen.
The third beast that combated the devil was the black horse. The third beast that went out from the devil was the black horse. Now the third beast that went out apart from God to combat him, to combat the powers of the black horse, was a man.
Cunning,
smart with the wisdom of God. You know, a man is the smarter than any of the beasts. He is smarter because he can outwit him. Yeah, mostly is cunning, shrewd, see? Yeah, the age from the dark age. Now, coming out from the dark age now, this other side, when this black horse was riding, they charged for their sacrifices and everything they done. Yeah. Okay. Now, the next thing went out to combat that was the beast with the face of a man. Smart, educated, shrewd, fine, anointed with the spirit of that day. You notice it? Now, he went to combat him with the cunningness of God's wisdom with him. That was the age of Reformation. Martin Luther. Can you see?
Martin Luther. John Wesley.
Can you see? Black horse. The anointing that went was the anointing of the face of a man. Under which Martin Luther and John Wesley operated. Two ages. That horse rider, that black horse rider, covered two ages. Reformation age. Are you with me? This is the fifth seed that are revealing that, making us to have that understanding. Yes. You see? Martin Luther, John Wesley, and so forth. See? It was the Reformation. Zwingli. And who? Who all?
Swigley,
Knox, Calvin. And who all? See? Went out. It was a cunningness. This was when the Bible was reprinted. This was Reformation age when all the. We learned that during the Dark Ages, the Bible was called off by the Catholic Church. People didn't have access to Bible. It was more like a contraband. Yes. They mustn't see you with the Bible. It will be capital punishment. You are the enemy of the church and the state. So, he took God himself, the word, to preserve his word. Because he's doing the work, he's going to do the work of restoration. And he started that restoration in the fifth church age. And he continued with the sixth church age. Luther and Wesley. So God started there. Justification, Luther. Sanctification, Wesley. God started like that.
Wesley,
when God started that, that was when they printed Bible en masse.
Because
with the wisdom of man, they were able to do a lot of things to outwit the Antichrist.
Yes.
So many things that they did. God put that anointing upon them. They printed songs, hymns. These were the times when those wonderful hymns were composed. Yeah. Most of the songs we sing today, those hymns, they were composed by that time. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
165.
Could I have jumped all this?
All
right. Now, but read now verse 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. Just a minute. I got it marked down here for some reason. Yeah. The prophet told us that after the church ages, these two church ages, the Lutheran church age was over, they organized. Each of them. Yes. Lutheran church organized and put him at the
head.
And the prophet said, once a church organized, God leaves it. They are dead. That was why God raised up Wesley again. The true light that Luther brought, Wesley continued with that, but did not follow the organization. When it started, and he continued with the light of his day, and he brought in sanctification. Because God was doing the work of restoration. At the head of his own too, which is the Philadelphian age, he also became organized.
Methodists.
And all the churches that came out from them, organized. They used human beings as their head. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not need to read that for us to save our time. Now, Abraham came to, in paragraph 177. He made a confirmation. Yeah, that don't forget church. He said, now don't forget this class. Don't forget to see. Remember it. All the days of your life. See, these beasts are correct. It is thus saith the Lord. 186. The fourth beast that God sent. That's the fourth beast now. Now the fourth beast that was sent forth to combat the Antichrist. The last beast. Are you ready? The last beast that was sent forth, or the last power to combat the Antichrist, who was against the teaching of God, was an eagle. See, the fourth living beast was an eagle.
Now,
you just study the ages. Study the scriptures. It is the eagle. And in the Bible, the last age was an eagle age, which is Laodicean church age. And God likens the eagle to his prophets. See? Because God moves into action like he did in the days of Noah. He sent forth an eagle. When he brought Israel out and brought Israel, and Pharaoh's army was ready to go, he sent an eagle, which was Moses. The eagle he sent in the time of Noah was Noah.
Noah from right. Every time he sends an eagle as the last end prophet. And here he sends an eagle again. That's exactly with the war. So how can you make it anything else? He sends an eagle. Why? A revealer of the truth that has been falling all through the ages. Praise be to God. The prophet said, these other beasts could not be revealed until this time. So how in the world could the ox or the man or whatever beast was riding, how could he ever be revealed until the eagle's time? They had their place. They were godly. Sent beasts. Not the same as anybody else was. The lion was the original. There is where the Antichrist come up in combat. Then he raised up another power. God sent a power to meet it. Then he raised up another power. God sent another power to meet it. And then at the last power, God sends down the ego. Brings down the ego to restore the children back to the original faith again of their fathers. The ego age. Then you notice there is no more beast. That is all of it. That's the end. If you will take now Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 and 7, I've been referring to it, remember, in the last messenger's age, see, what was to happen? All of the mysteries of God will be revealed. Now you see the four beasts that rode, that was perfectly right. Do you believe that? And now here is each age of each power that rode behind it. And there is the scripture that show what the enemies did right. The scripture that show what the enemies rider did. Yes, that's been revealed in this series. Isn't it? We know what the riders did. The evil. How it started with the deed of Nikonet. And he continued. Until finally he was crowned. Until he merged his power with the state. And he became a murderer. Killer. Yes. And he has the name of death. Now, in the days that the lion came, the original word about 100 of them listened to lion. To the lion. 100 of them. 100, yes, of them listen to the lion. So if there are millions, you calculate that you will get their number. And in the days of the ox, when the ox came, just a tiny little drop of them listen to the ox message. That is Polycarp's message. Columba's message. Yeah, in the days of the man, that the man came, he walked among men, you see. So he was shrewd. He got a little group, you see. And what did they do? Satan saw that. So he just sends them right back and marries them into it. Yes. And just warned them unto himself. The organized. And remember, when the eagle finally comes, it will be 100%
that we listen. No. 1%, 100% of 1%, 100 of 1%, 100, see, 1/100 times 1/100. Abi? Well, sorry, 1%, 1% now.
1%.
It's still 100.
If we can,
mathematician, give us the formula. Come again. Yeah, thank you. You see it? In this age, to see that the majority will be deceived. They'll just be denominational people dancing in the denomination, rejoicing in the denomination, yet in sin and in corruption, not having life, hypocrites. You see? It will be 100% that will listen. It's an ego age. Remember, it is all these other riders, and then even Jesus predicted, if he didn't hasten his coming, there won't be any flesh all saved for the rapture, because things are going to get more difficult, not in terms of finance, but spiritually speaking. You will see many things that will be very discouraging, that will challenge individual faith, so many things. But God has chosen to shorten the days.
Yeah.
Because he will not allow us to be tempted above that which you can bear. Yeah. Because he, with that temptation, will make a way of escape so that we'll be able to bear it. But if he knows that we cannot bear it, he knew that there will be some that will not be able to bear certain things. If he has lending the period, then he decided to shorten it. That's what the prophet is saying here, and that's what the Bible even says also.
You
have to shorten the day for the sake of the elect. The brother said, if he didn't hasten his coming, there wouldn't be any flesh at all saved for the rapture. Is that the scripture? You see where we are at then? Don't you, brother and sister? See where we are at. I don't know what to do. This is just not me standing up here to talk. I am in here too. I'm among you. See? It is me. You didn't get that right. This is just not me standing up here to talk. Well, I am in here too. Emi na wa nbe. O kan mi. Nta so yi kan emi na.
Okay, emi na.
Yeah, I am among you. See, it's me. I got family. And I got brothers and sisters that I love. And the God of heaven, kind enough to come down and reveal that thing by visions that have been proven for 30 years is the truth. We have arrived. That's all. Scientific research has proved it. Yeah. Abajade jinle, according to the science, scientific research, the vindication of the word has proven it. And we are here. And this revelation comes from God, and it is the truth. Praise be to God. I will just, we are about to cover an hour. I will just speak a few things there, and then we handle it anyhow. Oh God, be merciful. All right. Let me see.
The prophet said the message was so perfect.
Yes, it's important that we talk about it. The prophet said the message was so perfect that the Lord could not trust him with an angel.
And from that, if you watch what the prophet say in 2 or 3 there, do you believe that at the time, even on John, on the Isle of Patmos, this man was so perfect that he, God, capital he, couldn't trust him with an angel? And look at the angel that is written there. Capital angel. That's heavenly angel. Something is coming up there. You know, an angel is a messenger. But do you know the messenger was a prophet? Do you know that the messenger, yes, was a prophet? You believe that? Let's prove it. Revelation chapter 2, 22. Let's see if it was a was an ego. That person, that angel that was showing it to John. That's what the Abraham is talking about here. You need to understand. This message was so sacred. God could not entrust it to angels to be delivered. He has to give it to a messenger, a prophet. Alright. Let's see if it was an ego. Sure, it was an ego. Yeah, he is the messenger. But it was a prophet that revealed this old book of Revelation to him. Woli, yes. Gbogbo. Yes. It was a prophet. Revelation, the second chapter, 22 chapter. And the 19th verse. I believe that's right. If I have got it written down here. All right, let's read it. Move up. Then said he to me, see thou do it not. If you understand where we are reading from. Let's read from verse 18. So that some may not be able to catch it except we read it from verse 9. Okay. 22. Verse 9. And I, John, saw these things. Verse 8. I said we're going to read it first before. And I, John, saw these things.
You mean Johannes?
And I heard them. And when I had heard and see, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things.
Emi Johannu, eni ti o gbo ti o si ri nkan wonyi, nigba na ni mo gbo ti mo si ri, mo wo le lati fori bale ni waju ese angeli na ti o fi nkan wonyi han mi.
Then said he unto me,
nigba na ni o wi fun mi pe,
see thou do it not.
O ma se se be,
for I am thy fellow servant.
Emi ase elegbe re.
And of thy brethren.
Was
that an angel? Was that an heavenly angel? Angel is not a brother to us. They are not kinsmen to us. Hallelujah. Angels are not kinsmen to us. Fellow servants.
Mm-hmm.
And of thy brethren. The prophets. And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. The prophet said, no true angel will accept worship. No true angel will accept worship. Hallelujah. Then he said to me, that, see that do it not. 207.
No true prophet will be worshipped or messenger of any kind, see? That's to God alone. Then said he unto me, see that do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets and of them that keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. Now, the book was so important that it is the word of God. Now watch. And when the word of God is brought forth, it's got to be brought by the prophet. Because that is who the word of God comes to. The prophet said, I was expecting to get a question on that. He was teasing the people whether they will catch what he was saying. Somebody will write question. I say, who is that prophet that was showing it to John? That was what Brother was trying to say here. I wanted to get the question from them. Do you think the prophet brought this out for fun? No! He knew his position. Oh yes! He knew what he was called to do. He knew what he was doing. Why John, you might ask me, was that Abraham in prefigure? That was a type of Abraham revealing to John who is a type of the bride. Are you with me? John was representing the bride. So whom the prophet was showing the mystery. Just like you are here listening now. John represented you. But the true prophet is revealing it to us today. Pray more about that if that is not clear to you. Oh, merciful God. There is still soul under the altar that you have not touched. I just have 2 pages for that. I have that for that. Well, let's see what we can do. I will just soul under the altar. I will just eat it here and that. You go and read up, okay? Or go and listen up. Because I still want to touch the sixth seal as well. Because there is no way I'm going to do it. If I just start the sixth seal today, the seventh seal is on Wednesday. And that's the end of the special program. Right? So the Lord be my help. Alright. Souls under the altar. Alright. Now from paragraph 215, we just eat the other there. And then we... Now notice, in the ninth verse of Revelation chapter 6, that's talking about the seals, the sixth seal. I'm sorry, the fifth seal. Yeah. Souls under the altar. Now, here is what I am going to get some real disagreements. But you just watch just a minute. I thought that too. Yeah, but it didn't come that way. I have always thought that these souls under the altar were the matters of the early church. Yes. The Matthias. Early Matthias. Yes. And I am sure that Dr. Uriah Smith and every one of them says it is. I am sure, but I thought so myself. But when the Holy Spirit showed the vision to it, it wasn't. It is in the souls. Now you say, now I don't know about that. Now just a minute. We will find out. These are not the souls of the bride church. Not at all.
Ki se okan won aya Christi
We thought that was the bride church waiting there. So under the altar, you see, crying. How long? Lord, how long? So we get it right. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they
had. Si ati pa nitori oro Olorun ati nitori eri ti won di mo.
Yes. See? The word of God and the testimony with the air. Now, don't move from there. Just a minute.
See?
And they cry. How long? How long? Only and true though. Do you not judge and avenge our blood of them that dwell on the
earth?
And white robes were given to every one of them and assessed to them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants and brethren that as they were killed should be fulfilled. Now, if you the fifth seal being opened, the church is gone. This is not church age. The church is raptured. And when we say the church is raptured, the sleeping saints too, they are left. They follow Jesus to glory. They are not under the altar. You get it?
Amen.
The church changes are over.
All
right? It just can't be the source of the early church. Now, please, if you ever did give this attention now, because this is a great controversy. So I want you to listen real close now. And you got your papers and things to write with. Now, this cannot be the souls of the righteous martyrs and the righteous people, the church, the bride, has not been taken up. So they couldn't be under the altar. They will be in glory with the bridegroom. That's what the prophet wanted to say there, that the poor bride, the bridegroom. They will be in glory with their bride, the bridegroom. Yeah, which is Christ. Now watch, for they are gone in the rapture. In the fourth chapter of Revelation, they were taken up. Now, who are these souls? Yeah. 2-1. Yeah, that's good. That's the next thing. Who are they?
Then,
if they are not the early church, this is Israel that is to be saved as a nation. All them that are predestinated, that is Israel, that's Israel itself. You say, oh, wait a minute. You say, they can't. Oh, yes, they are to be saved. Yeah, let's settle it just a minute. I got 4 or 5 scriptures. I will take one. Let's take Romans. Just a minute. I'll find out if they are. Let's take the book of Romans. Chapter 11. We'll start reading from verse 25.
All
right. For I will not, brethren, that you will be ignorant of the mystery. Let you should be wise in your own conceit. There you are. Wise in your own conceit. The blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fulfilling, until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. The last Gentile bride be brought in for the bride. The blindness come to Israel for that purpose. What the prophet is saying is that Israel was blinded that the Gentile bride might be taken. Also, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Read yours. Okay, you couldn't get it. Yeah, that's verse 26.
Beli, a osi gba gbogbo Israeli la, gege bi ati ko pe ni Sioni li olugbala yo ti dide jade wa yo si yi aiwa bi Olorun kuro lodo Jacob.
Right now they are Israel that is under this altar.
Eyi ni awon Israeli
to wa labe pepe. What Israel was blinded for the very purpose of us being saved.
A for Israel loju nitori ti wa ka le gba wa la.
You believe that?
Se gba leyin gbo.
Now who blinded them?
Ta lo fo won loju.
God blinded his own children.
Olorun mo fa awon omo re loju.
No wonder Jesus standing there at the cross.
Alabajo ti Jesus duro nibe ni
bi. And the Jews howling for his blood.
Ti awon Jews ti won ke fun eje re.
That was his own kids.
Awon ni omo re.
And it was the scripture.
O si ni iwe mimo.
He was himself the word.
O fura re ni oro Olorun.
And here he knows that those people who have gladly receive him.
Tayo.
And that's the reason he blinded them so they won't recognize him. He come in such a humble way and blinded them to it that they wouldn't receive it. See? The scripture said they would do it. And he blinded, was blinded. Jesus pitied them. Even so much as he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. See, they were blinded. Paul said they were blinded for recourse for us. Notice now, I want you to watch this very close. They were giving robes. They didn't have to let you know that the bride had gone in the rapture. They already got white robes now. Yeah, they didn't have robes. They were giving robes, white robes, each one of them. Now, these saints now have already have one. They got it here, which is the Holy Spirit. Yes. The white robe is not just white robe to be worn, like the white garment. It's not the white garment. You see. But there, that is why the prophet told us that at the white throne judgment, these 50 Jews, souls under the altar, we refer to them as 50 Jews. Yeah, they will receive eternal life at the white throne judgment. The prophet taught us that. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
They were giving robes. And the saints already had theirs. And gone on. See? So they had not a chance. Because they were blinded by God, their own father. So that the grace of God be full. So the bride could be taken from the Gentiles. Well, like we don't know Joseph.
Joseph.
You know, when he was rejected by his brethren, he went to Egypt, and there he got married to a Gentile. Yeah, from Egypt. And he had two children, Manasseh and Ephraim. Are you getting me now? So the prophet told us that Jesus coming to the Gentile to marry Gentile like Joseph was a tie. Are you getting that? That will tell you that types don't fail. If anything has been typed in the Bible, the anti-type will come as perfect. See, everything that God has typed in the Bible, you can see our prophet lining them up to their anti-types. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is good to follow a prophet.
Oda lati tele woli.
Not a hawk. Not to follow a hawk. Not to follow a
turkey.
I watch a little video. There were dogs. Ducks. Yeah. They look like ducks, and there was a little bird, a little fowl. Hen.
Adia.
Follow them. Those one were going to the river. How many of you saw that? Oh, merciful God. You saw it? Okay. The fowl, the hen, follow the ducks. The ducks enter water.
I mean,
she tried to end that too. But by the time she discovered that she was sinking, she fluttered in wings and Dila ran back. Then the rest of the dogs came back from the water and followed her. They discovered that she could not swim like they could swim. He was not big like that. Oba one more do, Oma mumiyo. Gbogbo eyi lo ma wet.
All the feathers
will be wet. But the dogs were built. Yeah, they have webbed feet.
Only wet.
Yes, that can stay on water. Webbed feet. But the fowl feet is just separate, like this. But those dogs have something here that could make them to walk, to swim in the water. And then their feathers too. Waterproof. The hen's feather is not waterproof. The moment you hear the pata, rain begins to drop. That's how they will throw their neck and run into the pool. Don't follow mother hen. Don't follow a turkey. Follow an eagle. Because evil will guide you right. Evil will see what has happened. What is happening. What will happen. And will tell you. By that you will be protected. By that you will be guided. You will know events that will happen in the future. You will be able to prepare yourself. But will you follow a mother head? Whatever happens to her will happen to that chick. Right in her presence, hawk will come and carry the chicks. Will come back with one less of the chickens. The owner will be screaming, "You useless fowl. I've been feeding you. You. Praise the Lord. Well, that's just on the latter move so that we can relax a little. Oh. The pressure is much here. So it's Israel.
Okay, Israel.
So Joseph went to take a gentle bride. And the two children that he got, Manasseh and Ephraim, to let you see that also through the cross of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ transfers salvation to us. When Jacob wanted to bless Manasseh and
Ephraim,
Joseph, their father, put Manasseh on the right side of the father. Because if somebody was sitting like this boy is sitting, this is the right hand where he's sitting. Raise your pen. That is his right hand. So if I'm bringing the firstborn, I'll put the firstborn on my own left to be on the right side of the
path.
So, and then Ephraim will be to my right, but to the left of my father. And when Jacob was going to pray, as he stretched forth his hand, something crossed his hand like this. The blessing, see, the right hand packed the blessing. No, I'm not condemning the left right. I'm not preaching doctrine about the right and left right hand. So don't go and join with that. I'm talking about the scripture. What I'm saying is scriptural. So, Jacob, something turned his hand.
Jacob,
and he placed his right hand upon Ephraim, the younger. And he put his left hand upon Manasseh, which was the elder. And he was blessing them. And Joseph happened to open his eyes. And he saw his father's right hand on Ephraim. And saw the left hand upon Manasseh, the elder. Then he wanted to hold the father's hand and said, "Father, it's not so. This is the elder."
He said,
"Don't change it." He said, God is the one that crossed my hands.
So,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The blessings of the cross came to the Gentile by the way of the cross. It's already been typed in the Old Testament. Joseph married a Gentile. By that, Jesus married a Gentile.
He's
also typed in the children of Joseph.
Where
the blessing of the elder came upon the younger one. So Israel was the elder, the Gentiles were the younger. Gentile in Aburo. So the blessing that belonged to Israel was given to the Gentile. The type and the antitype will always be perfect. Thank God our prophet is a typologist. Like I was preaching the other time, I said our prophet is not just a typologist by knowledge.
It's
by virtue of his prophetic disposition.
Yes.
Because it is given to him to interpret the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like I'm jumping in this place.
Glory to
God. Oh. Well, whatever happens. We are in the hand of God.
Alright,
let me just All right. They were martyred because of that of the word of God. The prophet said they stay with the word of God.
240.
Yes. The law, they believe the law. Their mode of worship. They stayed with it because Moses gave it to them. You say, oh, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. The prophet told us God does not deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. When it comes to salvation, because you have different programs for them and you have different time to do it for them. Well, the program is what I mean by program is the timing. It's the same salvation. Yes. Our own time is the Gentile dispensation. It is during the Great Tribulation that Moses and Elijah will go and preach to them according to Revelation chapter 11. There they will hear the gospel that we are hearing today. They will receive the Holy Ghost. It's the same salvation, isn't it? But the timing is different. So it doesn't deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. So he sends them as a nation. Israel as a nation. But the Gentiles as individuals. Yes. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And they were not saints. Yeah, the prophet said the reason they are not Christians because they are not saints. Yeah, the reason is because they are not the saints. Because they ask for vengeance. The saints don't ask for vengeance. They were asking, how long, oh Lord, won't you avenge our blood upon them that are on the heart? The prophet said, the saints, they have tasted of the forgiveness of the Lord, of the mercy and the grace of God. They don't come for vengeance. Just like Stephen. He said, Father, forgive them. That's the bride. But the Jews, they ask for vengeance. And the prophet told us that the 144,000 that Moses and Elijah will go and preach to.
They
are the ones that will hear Elijah and Moses. And the one that will be saved. The prophet said the type Benjamin. Yes. All right.
Amen.
And the prophet told us that during the Great Tribulation, Project 279, and
whatever, if I have to read the starting scripture for the sixth seal, I will do. 279. So we're going to take it from here. Let's take it from 273. No, 272. But these are Jews that are just coming. They ask for vengeance. Notice again, see? It is that brethren, the Jews. Now, they wanted vengeance. They said, oh, we are going to, we want you to avenge us down there. He said, just a little while. Just a little while. For notice, let me read it. The 10th verse. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, chapter 6 of Revelation, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given to every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest a little season. What? A little season unto their fellow servants. See? Now, what is it? The prophets now are preaching to Israel. Don't bother about that. Yeah. Preaching to Israel.
What was it for Israel?
To thy fellow servants. Also, thy fellow servants and also thy brethren should be killed.
See,
in other words, it is predestinated to death. Those that will be killed is predestined. You see, if from here it is shown that the 144,000 will be killed.
Yes.
It shows that they will be killed. The prophet said, see, the ones predestined to be done so,
you see,
should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled.
See?
In other words, it is predestined to them. It is the scripture that they have to do it and just rest for a little while. Now you got your ropes, you are going home and just sit there a little while, just a little bit. Now notice that brethren,
their
brethren had to yet to be killed, which means the 144,000 yet to be called in the tribulation. The 144,000 that are called.
Called.
You see, wish we had time. We might get it tomorrow night. If the Lord will, we just got on the other seal. Also, 279. And now watch. They have to be martyred by the Antichrist.
Who?
The 144,000. We just come through. And notice, in his last ride, where he breaks that covenant with them, with them Jews, down there, and there she goes. You see? Read 301. 301, come over there. They say, how long, Lord? Are you going in now? He said, no. Your fellow men, the Jews, has got to suffer a little bit yet. They got to be martyred like you are martyred. You were martyred. The beast has got to get them when he breaks his covenant. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be our help. The prophet said, Elijah and Moses will die again. Yes. The prophet said, Moses died, but he resurrected. That is why God still has another word for him is coming. The prophet said, Moses was the lawgiver to the children of Israel. So his ministry was to the Jews. The prophet said Elijah's ministry was to the nations. 339 to 340. That's where you find that. I'm not reading that. And then Abraham went on to explain his translation.
To see
where he saw, why he was called up beyond the curtain of time. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. That has the fifth seal.
At least
we have been able to complete that. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6, verse 12.
Eje ka si bele wa si ifi hori kefa ese kejila.
And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and highland were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, every bondman and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the roots, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
Oòrùn sì dúdú bí aṣọ ọ̀fọ̀ onírun, òṣùpá sì dàbí ẹ̀jẹ̀. Àwọn ìràwọ̀ ojú ọ̀run sì ṣubú sílẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí igi ọ̀pọ̀tọ́ tí rẹ àìpò rẹ̀ èso rẹ̀ dànù. Nígbà tí ẹ̀fúfú ńlá bá mi, a sì ká ọ̀run kúrò bí ìwé tí a ká, àti olúkúlùkù òkè àti erékùsù lé, a sì ṣí kúrò ní ipò wọn. Àwọn ọba ayé àti àwọn ọlọ́lá àti àwọn olórí ogun àti àwọn ọlọ́rọ̀ àti àwọn alágbára àti olúkúlùkù ẹrú àti olúkúlùkù òmìnira sì fi ara wọn pamọ́ nínú ihò ilẹ̀ àti nínú àpáta orí òkè. Wọ́n sì wí fún àwọn òkè àti àwọn àpáta ń pé, ẹ wólùwà, kí ẹ sì fi wá pamọ́ kúrò lójú ẹni tí ó jókòó lórí ìtẹ́, àti kúrò nínú ìbínú ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn náà, nítorí ọjọ́ ńlá ìbínú wọn dé. Ta ní sì lè dúró?
The Lord has his blessings to the reading and hearing of his word.
Kí Olúwa fi ìbùkún sí gbígbọ́ àti kíkà ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀. Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
That's a great message.
Èyí jẹ́ iṣẹ́ ńlá o.
To every one of us, what we have even heard, the text read now, it's a great message to make somebody to think very well. The Bible promises the day of judgment. But this that they are talking about is the period of the great tribulation. Yes. The period of the great tribulation.
No,
from paragraph 112.
112.
Yes. Now we notice now, as we've gone into the sixth seal, now we may the Heavenly Father help us as we settle down now to this sixth seal. Now this 12th verse of the sixth chapter. We started from there. So we're not going to repeat it again. The prophet in paragraph 113 says, now, notice there, look at them, mighty men. See, what have they done? They have deceived the wine, they have received the wine of the wrath of the fornication of their lot.
What is bad? Nino, or why ni?
Yes. See, that's exactly the same class that drank of our wine. The great man. What an introduction.
See,
the riders beasts.
Àwọn tó gun ẹṣin.
And the answering beasts.
Àti àwọn ẹranko ẹ̀dá láyé tó dojúkọ wọn.
Have ceased.
Wọ́n ti parí iṣẹ́ wọn.
Then we are taken up.
Nígbà náà a ti gbà wá sókè.
We see the matters under the throne.
Àti rí àwọn àbínúkú àwọn tí wọ́n pa lábẹ́ ìdìdì.
Yeah.
Lábẹ́ ìtẹ́.
Yes. Matters under the throne. Now this from the time, this matters are the true Orthodox Jews that died because in religious faith. Yes, not as Christians. Because they were not Christians. We just put the souls under the altar.
This is what
the prophet is still repeating here. Paragraph 121. We find out now, John said, I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. Then all nature was interrupted. All nature. Interruption of nature. The prophet called this seal, sixth seal, the interruption of nature. When the sun will not shine normal, the rain will not fall normal, the wind will not blow normal. Everything, the mercy of God has already left the earth. It is God's wrath that is using his angry eye to look at the earth. Yes. And that will take place for 3.5 years. Amen.
Amen.
And after the 3.5 years, the war of Armageddon. When Christ will be coming with us on the white horse. And then they want to fight us. But with the word of his mouth,
he
will finish all the nations. That will be third world war
too.
When they will kill themselves. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
During that time,
they will destroy
themselves.
Yeah.
Nuclear bombs. Biological weapons. Atomic weapons. Everything. Whatever anybody had by that time, they don't be using it to fight themselves. Woe to the people that will be on hard by that time. Especially among the Gentiles. May God help us. May God help every one of us. To wake up from our slumber. To wake up from our carelessness. Yeah. We go from our own lack of conviction.
Lack of
lack of concern.
Tara.
Yes. May the Lord wake us up.
Olorun
121. God has been doing great things. Like healing the sick. And opening the eyes of the blind and doing great works. But we find out here that nature took a tumble. Yes, all nature. Look what took place. The earthquakes. The sun went black. The moon wouldn't give its light. And the stars shook and fell. And why? Everything happening. Happened, see? Right at the time of the opening of the sixth seal. That's when it takes place. Right immediately. At the announcing of the martyrs, see? Yes. The martyrs had been finished. That's the fifth seal. Yeah. Now you see where
We are right close into that hour now. We could be at any time. See, because the church is just about ready to take his flight. Yes. But remember, when these things happen, the bride won't be here. Oh, when I was listening to this, it was rejoicing my heart. How God planned for us. The prophet said many people turned and said the bride will go to the great tribulation. The prophet said, for what? Do you marry your wife and to take her through suffering purposely? No. After all, you have purchased her. You are paying for everything. The church that will be in the great tribulation, in the fullness by Jesus, yes. You see? The bride won't be here. Just remember, the bride is gone. She doesn't have to go through any of it. This is a time of tribulation, of purification of the church, small C church, denominations, and purification of the foolish virgins among them. Yeah, not all of them. And the foolish virgins, the prophet has taught us that they live to the best of their knowledge of what they are taught. If you have anything to do with them in the denomination, you will appreciate God for their lives. They aren't going to cheat you. You will see some level of God's fear in them. Yes. The prophet said the difference between us and them is that we are predestined to be part of the bride. They are not predestinated. The prophet gave us this design. Well, don't mind. We just have to understand this. I know the time is not on our side. You have your clothes. Tell us. Yes. And you want to sew trousers. Men, no. Not. You know the way you are. No, this is a cloth. Maybe it is one quarter. Because that's what I used to buy for my trousers. So, there's a specimen that the tailor will place on it. Yeah, there's a way they will cut it. They will just cut what they want to cut there. Maybe it is like this and like this, whatever. I'm not a sewing kini master. Now, this is what I want to use. Once I cut it with scissors, I take it out. There will be some off cut that I will still need to join to, maybe for the pocket, maybe for whatever. I will cut there. All those things will go into this. So maybe at the end of the day, what will remain will not be something like this. Will not be something like, I'm taking my clothes. Yeah, so this is the remaining. Only at the points that have. So they take it. It is the same material that is here that is there. The same material. One is choosing to be part of this suit, and some are caught to be thrown in the dustbin. That is how the prophet described the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. It's just election, predestination that made the difference. Oh, are you not happy? Aren't you happy? This one will go through the great tribulation because they did not accept the blood. They still have the Adamic nature with them. They can speak with tongues. They can perform signs and wonders. But they are living there towards heaven. They live their life towards heaven. They are the one that will claim holiness and righteousness. You see some of the preachers that will preach holiness at their level. You have among the ministers that have released virgins, the church members, their officers, that are godly people. We just use that word. Because you have to have the Spirit of God in you before you can be godly. Are you getting me now? But they don't have the Holy Spirit. Because they have been deceived not to believe this message. The prophet told us that if they see it, they come across it, they hear it, and they don't believe it, it's not that they are finished. They can't be counted among the foolish virgins. Yes. So they are going to shed their own blood during the great tribulation. Yes. They will pay for their unbelief. So the foolish virgins. Let's get closer to our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our mothers that are in the denomination. Let's pray for grace and wisdom and burden in our hearts towards them. Let me not drop something. Either be gatherings. Either are gatherings. And they don't follow Malachi for in total. I want to give you to understand. The prophet said, if you differ one iota, if the message says A, B, and you say it is A that you want there, you don't want B, you are not going to get Holy Ghost, but you will be religious. And if the message says A, and you say it is A and B, you have had that to God's word, you are feeding on death. Because what's the mystery of death? What is the mystery of death? Addition and subtraction. For you to know how serious the message of the hour is. He said, if he lost it by one iota of God's word. He said, do you think you can return with one word less? When God in his mercy has been gracious to us to give us the fullness of the word through the messenger of the age. If you have people in gatherings like that, and they don't take Abraham as their absolute, they don't follow the church order as set down by the messenger of the age. That is why we keep screaming. A man can serve God without it being his will. And when you serve God without it being his will, you are on your own. He's not going to reward you. You just wasted your life and your efforts. That's it. And to serve God according to his purpose, according to his will. His word is his will. His word has stated him very clearly how he wants to be served, how he wants you to present yourself, what you must do. He's already stated in the word. You differ from that. You differ with that. You disagree with that. You and the devil, you are partners. Because if God did not spare Adam and Eve just because of one word, he really going to spare nobody.
to add one word to what he has said, or take one word from it. That is why the people in the Great Tribulation, that's why the foolish virgin will be there. Because they didn't see this. Their leaders who saw this message and will hide it and hid it from them. They have many cases to answer. Oh yes. Now, the prophet gave us a very good understanding. Yes. In paragraph 125, the prophet told us that, let's compare. Now, in the prophet said, in the revealing of this, 124. Just remember, the bride is gone. She doesn't have to go through any of the
offices.
This is a time of tribulation, of purification of the church.
It's
put upon her. It's put upon her for her to go through it, not the bride.
He
takes his sweetheart out of the way. Yes, sir. She's done redeem her.
See?
It's kind. That's his own selection.
His
own choice. Like any man takes his bride. Now, we are on the seals. We are on the sixth seal. So the prophet told us that the revelation of this sixth seal is open as we go through comparing scriptures with scripture. The prophet told us that Jesus Christ has already preached this sixth seal.
Woli, o so fun pe Jesu o ti waasu edidi kefa yi
na. He opened the seal.
O si edidi na, o si.
He preached all the seals.
O si waasu gbogbo re.
But when he got to the seventh seal,
gbogbo to de edidi keje,
he told them,
o so fun wa,
no man knows the day.
Woli ko se,
not even the Son, but the Father. The prophet said he preached the first seal, he preached the second seal, he preached the third seal, he preached the fourth seal, he preached the fifth seal, he preached the sixth seal. He said a few things about the seventh, and then there is a part of it that he left. Because it pertains to the very day he's going to come. Yes. When rapture will take place. Or before then. Because by that time, resurrection will have taken place. Yes. And when resurrection takes place, there is no more salvation for the Gentiles.
Right.
Let's compare scripture with scripture. Have you got your pencils and paper with you? I want you to do something for me. As you want to write this. Because unless you are going to take the tape, I want you to read with me as we do. The prophet said, open your Bible. You will open this. You will open this. So, Jesus Christ was asked three questions. Yes. And those three questions, he answered them. The questions were, number one, when shall these things be? Yes. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And the sign of the end of the world. And the prophet began to, when it was revealed to the prophet, it was shown that Matthew chapter 24 verse 4 to 5 corresponded with first seal. What we have in Matthew chapter
24,
verses 4 and 5, is the same in the first seal. The second seal answer for Matthew 24 verse 6. Yeah, the third seal is compared with Matthew 24:7-8. Matthew 24 verse 7-8. The fourth seal was Matthew, I think the same verses.
same verses. Yeah, as the prophet placed it there. Then the fifth seal is still the scripture read for the sixth seal. Compare with Matthew 24, verse 9 to
13.
And then the sixth seal was the content of the sixth seal compared with Matthew
24
and the last verse of it, verse 14 to, where did, let me see where I put that. I'm just trying to save our time because I want to close, so by the grace of God we'll continue with that. God bless you. Yeah. 19 to 13, and then the sixth seal. That's Matthew 24, verse 29 to 30.
Matthew, ori keni lelogun ese
29.
Ese
ikopendilogun. Yeah, 29 to 30.
Si ese ogbon.
Because of time, we will have just gone through and read them. The prophet said Jesus Christ preached them. He preached the seals.
We
are talking about the first seal. What the Antichrist will do. And if some will come and begin to say, the Christ is here, Christ is here. He said, don't listen to them.
May
the Lord be our help. And so, by the grace of God, I will see how I confess a little. Yeah, Wednesday, by the grace of God, too, we will bring everything to a close. The Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads. And I want to repeat what the prophet says here. So that we can meditate on that. The time is fast spent. The church is about ready to take its flight. Think on your ways, brothers. Think on your ways, sister. This is not just an academic exercise. Or somebody proving that he can preach or teach. If you know what I've gone through, preparing for these things, I think this is my wife that can tell you. Yes. And myself. Very, very demanding. But the grace of God was sufficient. Because the Lord wanted it done. Because he had a purpose for it. Brother, sister, whatever sickness you have in your body, from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, whatever challenge that you are having, you are before the presence of He who manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Don't doubt if the types did not fail and the antitypes do not fail. He said by his stripes you were healed. He used the doves to represent divine healing that proved the continuity. Yeah. The doves were not caught in pieces. Yes. And Jesus came to fulfill that. He said, by his stripes. He took the stripes on his body. He took the pains on his body.
For what purpose? That you might take your healing. That you might be delivered. And this is the reason why he manifested. To destroy the works of the devil. Sickness.
Aison.
Affliction.
Ainira.
Manipulations of the devil. Corruption. Doubt, fear, sin, whatever condition the devil has put you, and he makes you to believe that where you don't think you can overcome this. Oh, the devil is just deceiving you. All you need to do is to just surrender your heart to him. Believe him. He has paid the price. He's like a father who has billions in his account. And he told the child that the account is yours. Anytime you need money, you just go to the bank. Just mention, just show your identity that you are my son.
Pay
one your money. Whatever amount you want, they will give you in the bank. And the child is afraid. And he said, well, I don't want them to embarrass me. Maybe they will not give me the money. Who has the problem? That boy. Not the father. But the father that told him, go to the bank with your identification. He knows the arrangement he has made with the banks. He knows his capacity there. Oh, claim that which belongs to you. Jesus has paid everything. He's our kinsman redeemer. Yes. He paid for our sins. He paid for our sickness. Because the work of atonement is in two faces. Nothing will be done any longer. Yeah, he has finished everything. It is our turn to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. To enjoy the deliverance of the Lord. To enjoy the promises that he has made.
Is
Jehovah Jireh?
Is
Jehovah Rapha?
Is
Jehovah Nissi?
Is
Jehovah Shalom?
Is
Jehovah Roy?
Is
Jehovah Sidekenu? And is Jehovah Shammah?
Is
everything to us. Yes. That is his promise. He is what has promised us and he will never fail.
Yes.
If he made the promise to reveal his word to us at this end time, and he failed not, then he will fail. Oh, yes. Whatever you are trusting God to do for you, our God is here. The Lord Jesus, the resurrected Jesus is here. Because this word, he has enabled us to say word for word. And he said that wherever this is done, he said the pillar of fire will be there to vindicate that word. And the proof that you have had the pure word, that the revealed word has been re-echoed to you by one of the fivefolds. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive that which you desire from God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the hands of the enemy be withdrawn from your life from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your land be turned around by the power of the spoken word. May spiritual breakthrough be your portion. May you never go down again. May you go and see God's glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep thanking the Lord and pray. God bless you, Lord.
It has been spoken.
At his soul.
And it has been done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. as we reach out by a simple childlike faith with an open heart unto our God to receive this word, this life, so shall it be. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time in your presence today. We are grateful unto you for your visitation in the midst of your people. Right from the Sunday school in the morning, the main service in the morning to afternoon, and this evening. Thank you for your wonderful grace upon your servant. Thank you for the special strength you sent from above upon him. Thank you very much, O Lord, for taking him as a man out of the way. Thank you for your grace to surrender himself into the hands of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for granting him utterances, inspiration, unction from above. Thank you for the host of heaven backing him up, O Lord, in re-echoing this message, this teaching, this revealed word into to Heavenly Father. Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you for opening our understanding. Thank you for the revelation of the same. Thank you very much, O Lord, for salvation this hour. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for setting the captives free. Lord Jesus, thank you for your healing hands upon the sick and the afflicted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for granting heavy heart desire. Thank you for your people that said amen from the depth of their heart to the prayer your servant has just prayed. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. May we go without any iota of doubt. Amen. May there be no more reasoning. Amen. May there be no fear. Amen. May we just take you at your word. Amen. It shall be so and shall be well with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. To the young, to the old, to the boys, to the girls, to the men, to the women. It shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the word of God has declared it. Yes. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful messenger you sent across our pathway in this closing moment of time. His word from you has never failed, and it will never fail. Oh Lord, prepare me, Lord. Prepare every man. Prepare every woman. Prepare those who are not here. Every boy, every girl, teenagers, youths. Prepare every one of us. Oh God, deliver us from all forms of foolishness. All things of the world, take it away from us, O Lord. We pray that captives be set free in the name of Jesus. Evil spirit that makes people to jest and joke and carry on, Heavenly Father, all forms of foolishness, O Lord, things of the world, O Lord our God, take it away from our lives, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your own way, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is assured in the hearts of your children. May they go and receive it, Heavenly Father, because you are a prayer answering God. Thank you, our Father. We thank you for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that set the captives free, that destroyed the works of the devil. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for that blood of Jesus as a Clorox, O Lord, that, O Lord our God in heaven, the ink is dropped into it, O Lord, and it's completely dissolved. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, our King's Redeemer. We are not leaving your presence. Help us, Heavenly Father. Keep us, O Lord, in the center of your perfect will. Lord, may you be so fortified, O Lord, with your word as you go out, O Lord our God, to face the desert life, problem of life. May your grace be our portion. Amen. Victory is ours. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the workers. Bless the business people. Amen. Bless the students. Amen. Glorify your name, Lord. Have your own way, Father. Every heart desires have been granted. Every needs have been met. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Those who listen online too, may thy blessings be their portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to keep meditating upon these things. To listen to it over and over and over. Lord Jesus, we just gave, O Lord our God, a little divine instruction. It's in your hands, O Lord. I mean, it's in the hands of your people. May you help everyone, O Lord. A word is enough for the wise. May the effort and labor of love of your servant may not be in vain, O Lord. Amen. May you graciously reward him. Lift up, O Lord, the horn of his ministry. Amen. And that of others, Lord. Amen. Be in strength, O Lord. Yes. Recock him, Heavenly Father, for the services ahead of him, O Lord. Amen. Even the journey before him. On Thursday, may you see him through.
Amen.
Make use of him a channel of blessings to your people at Benin, Heavenly Father. May that invitation, oh Lord, specially give it to you and honor it, O Lord. Make him a blessing unto your people.
Amen.
Help our brother Sam also, as he finished the service over there at Tekoma this evening, to have service with them on Wednesday still, and to travel on Thursday. Be with him also, Lord. Amen. Protect him from all danger. Oh, use him to be a blessing unto your people.
Amen.
May you be the strength of your people. Amen. Help our pastor, Lord. Bring him back safely unto us, Lord. Amen. We worship and adore your name. Thank you, our master. Glory be to your name. Those who find it difficult to sleep, may they go and sleep well.
Amen.
Because the scripture cannot be broken. You give your beloved sleep, so shall it be to every man.
Amen.
So shall it be to every woman.
Amen.
May we sleep like a baby that knows nothing of the powers of darkness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. That affliction is settled on the cross of Calvary. Glory be to your name, Lord.
Amen.
That shall be wonderful, glorious testimony of this visitation of the Almighty God in the midst of your people. Thank you, our Father. Lord Jesus, if there be any sinner that needs to repent and be baptized genuinely from the depth of their heart, O Lord, by water in the name of Jesus Christ, may they do so immediately.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master. May we not postpone our salvation till tomorrow.
Amen.
Prepare us for your soon coming.
Amen.
Make us ready, Father. Take us home safely, Lord. By whichever means, O Lord, through public transport, riding Okada, riding Marua, taxi, buses, Heavenly Father, in our private cars, see us through, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the week, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Bring us back in our numbers on Wednesday, O Lord.
Amen.
Prepare us, O Lord, and God, for the Easter meetings ahead of us, O Lord.
Amen.
And those who've been traveling for the burial of our sister, Yemi Ogu, may you be with them, O Lord.
Amen.
Have their way, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith. And bless, O Lord, the interpreters too.
Amen.
And everyone today at their post of duty.
Amen.
Our deacons, our trustees, our usher. Oh, Lord, our God. Everyone, the song leaders. Lord, those who pray. Father, we pray that you reward them all.
Amen.
Lord, the instrument users, computer operators, engine operators. Thank you very much, O Lord, for every one of them. Our brother in the broadcasting room, we thank you for them all. Pray for more grace, more strength, O Lord, in the service of the Almighty God. Thank you for these things, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Church, God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's listen to this. Greetings from Mommy Obadari. Okay, sorry, greetings. Mommy Obadari, send greetings to everyone. From Brother Joshua, okay, dear.
Rabbi Obadari, one Roy, Kini Sibu Bowao, that's your war, Joshua, okay, dear.
Yeah, God bless you. Okay, announcement, please listen. There is a bus being arranged by Ido Brethren for the journey to Edun Abom on Saturday. The fare is 8,000. If you are interested, contact Sister Yemi Ogu.
Wọ́n ní àwọn ará ní Ìdó, wọ́n ń ṣe ètò láti jẹ́ kí ọkọ̀ tí ó gbé àwọn èèyàn lọ sí Ẹdun Àbọ̀ kó wà ní ọjọ́ Sátidé, Ẹdun Àbọ̀. Wọ́n ní iye owó ọkọ̀ yìí ni 8,000 náírà. Wọ́n ní tí ẹni tó bá ní ìfẹ́ láti darapọ̀ kí wọ́n kàn sí arábìnrin Yemi Ogun.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa kó bùkún fún yín.
I say, God bless you. I've come to the end of the service of today. The Lord come to be your strength. God bless you, Rigo.
Amen.
Shall we rise up on our feet? Let us turn to him. 1, 2, 5.
Only
1, 2, 5.
Then they will
of the Lord, somehow the end is near. Bring